Doll's eyes, the biologist turned English instructor turned park ranger and educator, meets them at the place of the original gate of the Moses Cone Manor near Bass Lake. She recounts that Moses Cone was a man who acquired wealth through the production of denim cloth. He owned property that included a manor house, apple trees, and a pond, which was later donated to the Blue Ridge Parkway. She tells us she once was a park ranger there and gathered oral histories of people who worked for the Cones and lived on the property. She passionately talks about her love of flora, trees, lichen, herbs, wildflowers, fungus, and her interest in the Moses Cone estate and those who called it home. She offers stories of people and flora universes, plant lore. Like an incantation, she offers names of plants, trees, lichen, moss, mushroom, fungus. She describes plants edible and poisonous, including a plant called doll's eyes with red stems and white berries. She speaks of the relationship between trees and mycelium, fungus assisting in decomposing trees. She talks about fungus innovations, including cancer treatment and ecological assistance. Responding to a question about the heather plant, the biologist tells him that heather is in the same family as the rhododendron or the heath family. She says heather, thriving on challenging ecological sites, also grows on Grandfather Mountain, but also on the North Carolina coast and Scotland. She reminds them that the Appalachian Mountain Range remains in Scotland and along the western coast of Africa. She explains that when the glaciers had covered northern parts of the United States, the Appalachian Mountain Range was higher, so flora and fauna were able to travel down the mountains, creating the current rich biodiversity. She shows them different kinds of lichen, which are actually communities of fungal filaments and algae. She invites them to smell witch hazel and shows them witches' hats and berries. They taste wild ginger leaves and observe Genetian blue flowers as bees dip in. They walk through snowball hydrangeas to eat and sit. They talk about feeling the traces, pathways of the cones, the multiple people who walk through and around the lake. Since last time, she had been thinking more about the trees and their relationship with the mycelium. Roots and strands that connected them through time, their own history, and the connection to other people that may have inhabited the exact places they walk that day. The weekend after her beloved died, family and friends walked around Bass Lake on the Moses Cone Estate, honoring the circle of life. There were two swans that day and a dragonfly birth. Their guide speaks of a son who died at age 7. She thinks of the web of life and death, both the earth and ours. She thinks of her own death, whenever it may come, and her wish to be buried in a shallow grave consumed by mycelium, compost for plants and fallen trees. The woman heather planted in a meadow, her forearm inked with a dragonfly, a spiral and a snippet of a poem, one wild and precious life, all transforming into dirt. The skies become gray and thunder rumbles in the distance. Slowly a light rain starts to fall, then a heavier rain follows. The guide shows them a shortcut through the woods. As they quickly follow her and each other through the woods, they come out on a path. The wind picks up and a shower of yellow leaves flutter down on the members of the Story family. Time changes, colors darken and brighten. They wonder, what is written in stone? The consequences of time, human time on earth. What is written on and in our bodies, our bones, our flesh, our DNA? What kind of geology does a body live in?